From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russian anti-corruption activist Alexei Navalny organized more anti-corruption protests across Russia Monday, with thousands responding. People chanted "Russia without Putin," a reference to President Vladimir Putin, and "Russia will be free." Scores were arrested. Navalny was also detained and sentenced to 30 days in jail, his second jail term this year. He said both the Moscow and St. Petersburg actions were big, and authorities did what they could to lower the number of participants. Navalny said he's pleased people came out in such numbers and proud of the movement. White House spokesman Sean Spicer condemned the crackdown on peaceful protests by riot police.
Detaining peaceful protesters, human rights observers, and journalists is an affront to core democratic values. The United States will monitor the situation, and we will call on the government of Russia to immediately release all peaceful protesters. The Russian people, like people everywhere, deserve a government that supports an open marketplace of ideas, transparent and accountable governance, equal treatment under the law, and the ability to exercise their rights without fear or retribution.
Moscow viewed the protests as illegal and deployed riot police who used pepper spray and batons to break up the crowds. The 41-year-old Navalny hopes to challenge Mr. Putin in next year's presidential election. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis Monday said warned U.S. lawmakers North Korea's advancing nuclear missile programs represent the most urgent national security threat facing the U.S. Mattis described them as a clear and present danger to all, and U.N. censure and sanctions, he said, have not slowed Pyongyang's prescribed activities. This is VOA News.